Hi, Alex. Quick note. I can free up 30 minutes Thursday to answer the one question blocking this decision. No pressure. I just want to help. Catherine. That's a real 15-second audio you can reuse. Short, human, and low pressure.
That felt like someone offering a hand, not chasing a signature. It's such a useful model, because micro-commitments are basically ask for the smallest helpful next step. Tiny, clear, very doable.
Exactly. Instead of one big, scary yes or no, you ask for a tiny nod. Let the psychology do the work. A small action builds momentum and reduces decision friction. Let's call it help first follow-ups.
Quickly, why tiny asks big pressure? People are busy. Emails slip. Priorities shift. A 30-minute offer or a one-question check removes the inertia. It's about lowering the activation energy to say yes.
All right, the core of today, a 5-message cadence you can paste into your CRM. Each message has a single purpose and a single micro-ask. We'll walk timings, tone variants, and exact language.
Here's the cadence overview. Day 3, help check. Day 7, social proof nudge. Day 10, Q&A offer. Day 14, soft availability window. Day 21, graceful close. Each message should feel like a human conversation, not a campaign.
Day 3, help check. Purpose, remove confusion. Script idea, hey Jamie, checking in. Is anything unclear in the proposal? I can clarify one point in 10 minutes. No pressure. I want to make sure you have what you need. This is small, useful, and non-urgent.
Day 7, social proof nudge. Purpose, remind and build confidence. Example, we just wrapped a similar project that saw a 20% lift in leads in month 1. If you'd like, I can share the short case note. No obligation. That shows results without pushing.
Day 10, Q&A offer. Purpose, invite a single question. Copy, quick offer. Send me the one question that would help you decide. I'll reply by EOD. If nothing's left, that's totally fine. Tiny ask, low time commitment.
Day 14, soft window note. Purpose, create gentle clarity about timing. Try, we have openings starting the week of May 10. If that works, I can pencil you in for a planning call. If not, I'll check back later. No rush. It's not a hard deadline, just scheduling clarity.
Day 21, graceful close. Purpose, leave the door open. I haven't heard back, so I'll pause outreach for now. If you'd like to revisit, I'm here, and I'm happy to share an updated timeline. Best wishes. Keep it warm and reversible.
Now the paste-ready scripts, subject lines, and quick snippets. Subject line ideas. Quick question about the proposal. A short note, 30 minutes. Case note, results we saw for X. For LinkedIn, saw you open the proposal. Happy to answer one question here if that's easier. For SMS, hi Sam, quick offer. I can jump on a 10-minute call tomorrow to clear one question. No pressure.
Tone variants matter. Help first. I can help with one quick question. Neutral, checking in about the proposal. Soft reminder, still interested? I can pencil you in when you're ready. Label your templates so teams know which tone to use.
A-B test quick template. Null hypothesis. Help first messaging does not increase accept rate. Primary metric, proposal accept rate. Secondary, time to accept. Minimum test window, 6 weeks. Split similar proposals evenly and track conversions and replies.
Delegation and automations. Big caveat. Delegated messages can sound robotic. Mitigation, require one personalization token, like client name plus a project detail, and a 30-second human review before sending. Add a short VA brief template. Use tone, help first. Personalize line, client name plus project detail. Send window, Tuesday through Thursday, 9 to 4.
CRM guardrails. Suppress duplicates across channels, add send windows so you don't ping people at odd hours, and require manual approval for messages that mention urgency or deadlines. Small rules prevent big mistakes.
Legal and privacy notes. Don't send SMS or voicemails without documented opt-in. Include an opt-out option and consult basic TCPA guidelines for your country. When in doubt, err on the side of consent and clarity.
Platform etiquette matters too.
On LinkedIn, don't copy a sequence of messages across every channel. Keep it human and minimize cross-channel duplication so you don't unintentionally overwhelm a prospect.
Risks we considered. Follow-ups can still feel pushy if tone is wrong. Delegated messages can sound robotic. Voicemails or SMS without consent cause legal trouble, and unguarded automations can double message. So we apply these mitigations: mandatory personalization token, 30-second review, cadence caps, empathy lines, opt-in checks, and CRM suppressions.
A quick example of a 15-second voicemail you can reuse. Hey, Alex, Catherine here. Quick note, I can free up 30 minutes Thursday to walk through the one question blocking this. No pressure, I just want to help. Call me at 555-0123. That exact cadence. Short, helpful, human.
Before we wrap, measurement. Give a directional run for 6 weeks. Compare the help first sequence against your control. If accept rate moves up and time to accept shortens, you've got a winner. If not, tweak tone, personalization, or timing.
And remember, design matters even in follow-ups. Clear subject lines, scannable copy, short bullets, and one explicit next step. Make it easy for someone to say yes or to ask one simple question.
We've turned follow-ups into relationship work, not a pressure play. If you want the paste-ready 5-message cadence, 3-tone variants, the A-B template, delegation brief, and a 1-page tracker, we've bundled them at ArtBreeze.
Visit artbreeze.co/templates to download everything we mentioned: copy, voicemail script, SMS and LinkedIn variants, and that 1-page tracker to manage your cadence. No fluff, just tools to make follow-ups feel like a breeze.
Keep it simple, keep it growing, and let it be a breeze. Breathe and build. We'll see you next time.